This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This live edition of Free Talk Live. If it is between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you might be, it doesn't matter whether it's Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving or Independence Day. It doesn't matter. We'll be here at 855-450-3733, freetalklive.com. We're on every day of the week from 7 p. to 10 p. If we're not on your local radio station, please give them a call. Let them know that you like Free Talk Live and you should like to hear more. And if you can't do that, well, there's always freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Chris.
And we're talking about cognitive biases here and different, giving the definitions and helping you to see your own cognitive biases. If you can't look at something objectively, you can't learn something new. If you can't learn something new, you're not much good anymore.
Yeah, and you're going to make mistakes that you could easily avoid. But we all do these things. That's the tough part. And it's just
think about being human.
It's recognizing them and trying to overcome them.
Now, how many of these are there in this story?
In this story, 13.
13. And they're all based around the idea that we have cognitive baggage that we sort of rely on more than evidence?
Yeah, the ways of thinking.
Okay.
They're ways of thinking as opposed to ways of learning and understanding things. Let me, before we get into that, let's go to the Discord. And let's not. Just dropped out.
All right.
Going on.
The next one is the ideometer effect.
I'm not familiar with this.
I'm not either, but let's find out. This refers to the fact that our thoughts can make us feel real emotions. This is why actors envision terrible scenarios, such as the death of a loved one, in order to make themselves cry on cue, or activities such as cataloging what you're grateful for can have a profoundly positive impact on your well-being.
My dog is dead. My dog is dead.
You've acted. Have you done that?
I think I've tried. It's been a long time since I've had to cry.
Right. But do you sometimes, when you're playing a specific role, do you conjure up images? Is that part of something you do? I don't know. I've never, other than a few really bad school plays.
Mostly what I do is I vest all of the fiction in the person I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. I try to treat that person like a real person.
Right. So this is really happening to the characters in this particular play or whatever it happens to be. That's interesting.
Yeah, the reason that I'm such a great actor is because I look my fellow actors in the eye and I treat them like real people, and then that just makes me, and I forget that there's an audience there, and that makes me live outside of myself and enchant the audience.
You're a bit of a stage actor. It's rare that they have to come up with actual tears. They can just, it's a stage actor. They just, woo, right into their hands, and then that, and everything on the stage has to be much larger than life. Uh-huh. Because, you need big hand motions and, big steps in order to show emotion and those sorts of things.
There's not a cut to a close-up zoom to give you that impression.
You can't do that because you have to emote to the person who's in the last row in that theater.
Yeah. But on screen, I think the way they do it is they spray a caustic mist into your face.
Get hurt.
Makes you cry.
Yeah, but it does.
Yeah, but I think we do these things.
A little lemon juice right in the eye, uh-huh. You'll cry.
I can say even doing sales, I do this.
Yeah.
When if I'm trying to sell a building to somebody, I will share stories about the building that I own. And I will talk about things that we found it really solved the problem for. And that tends to put a smile on my face, and, I'm trying to convey that to somebody else. Look, you can feel good about this, too, because I do. I think that's sort of the same thing. Thoughts?
Well, I think that's along the same line. That's using it as sales as opposed to that's functional opposed to this this is a way of sort of not learning things. This cognitive bias.
Yeah, but I think a lot of these can be applied to positive things. If you could recognize something that you do and play it. sort of play into your own weaknesses and turning them into strengths. Maybe there's something to learn here.
Indeed.
The next one.
I've often thought that there's words that I could string together to convince anybody of anything. That there's ways, tones in my voice that I could make
to get you out of certain tickets. Oh, I'm sorry.
That certainly wouldn't hurt.
Right. The next one they want to talk about is confirmation bias. Confirmation bias is a tendency to seek out information that supports our pre-existing beliefs. In other words, we form an opinion first and then seek out a presidential candidate seek out evidence to back it up rather than basing our opinions on facts.
And this is one of the real problems with things like Fox and MSN as far as news agencies go, because they're telling you, to some extent, what you want to hear. It's not that the facts don't exist for what you want to hear. It's that facts exist for the contrary opinion for what you want to hear, too.
Right. And the whole thing with fake news, it's dependent on whether you're left or right or liberal or conservative, you both see fake news. Oh, everything that Fox does, that's all BS, or everything MSNBC does, CNN, it's the same thing. People want to be reinforced that they're right, that what they believe is absolutely right. And when they hear that, they get a good warm feeling.
Yeah, it feels great to be right.
Right?
It feels great. So this is one of the things on the gun debate that I try really, really, really hard to make sure that I'm correct, because I'm of the opinion that more guns mean less crime.
Right.
I'm not sure that that's a true statement. I think that the statement might better be stated is that there isn't much of a correlation between the number of guns in a given geographic area and the amount of crime.
Right.
But the crime more highly correlates to poor people in the bottom bottom quintile.
Sure.
Of income.
And then you can take a look at that and say, okay, what else is affecting that? I try to do the same thing. It's easy to point to statistics that support my belief that, guns are not a bad thing.
Right.
But you occasionally...
They're used in crimes. I mean, obviously that's a contrary opinion, right?
Right. But there are things like that. There are studies that show that, it doesn't necessarily follow what gun laws are in different areas. The next one I think is really important, and this is why I try to keep an open mind, conservatism bias. This bias leads people to believe that pre-existing information takes precedence over new information. In other words, it's the way we've always done it, and it's the way we've always known. We've always known the Earth is flat.
Yeah, now this is the one that frustrates the heck out of me and other libertarians.
Right.
Libertarians tend to fundamentally think differently than the average person on this topic. They believe, libertarians are like, if you have a system, you need to go back to the start and see whether or not you could rebuild that system to be more efficient, more just, more, whatever it might be, lower cost, whatever it might be, that you should start at the beginning to look at whether or not the mistake. Most people look at, well, where are we now, and how can we retrofit what we have in order to make it better? And I'm kind of the opinion that in some cases you can't.
Right.
There are some things that you can't fix because they weren't designed to do what you wanted them to do.
Right. Scrap it. Start over.
Right. Government schools, for instance. There's no fixing government schools because they're not designed to do what you want them to do. They're not designed to educate kids in the most efficient way possible. They're designed to create more government jobs. They're designed to house people. They're designed as middle-class welfare babysitting day prisons. And they do that really, really well.
And to affect people. They are trying to produce a certain type of thinker.
They're bad at that, though.
They are, But that's been the intent from the very beginning. And
Sure. If any organization has somebody for 13 years or more,
sure,
they're obviously going to attempt to do some kind of brainwashing. But yes, they don't want people to go to prison, for instance.
No, but they want them to be patriotic.
But
they want
the prisons are fully populated with people from government school. This is how bad they are. They get your kid for 13 years, and they still can't do anything right about it.
There you go.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Call in. Tell me I'm wrong. I'd love to hear it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free
Talk Live, and you are free to call in here to talk about, well, at this point we're talking about confirmation biases, different ways that we kind of mess up our thinking and get caught in the same old ruts. Makes it difficult to learn, makes it difficult to have a better life, and I like this kind of stuff. It helps me to look at my own thinking, because I can't possibly be right on everything. I feel like I am. Like, I really, by tone of voice, you'd think I was right.
You but, sound confident.
Yeah,
all
confident,
the time.
Confident. That's that. Confident is not right. But I can tell you this. I'm confident about Bitcoin.com. I have used their services to mine Bitcoins for some time, and that has worked out real well for me. If you go to Bitcoin.com, whether you're new or you've been around for some time, you can find wallets. You can find ways to buy Bitcoin. You can find out news about Bitcoin. You can even join their mining pool at pool.bitcoin.com. I think it's a great, great website, bitcoin.com. Everything you need to know, right there. Let's go to the phones. We got Libertarian Banker calling in. You're on Free Talk Live, Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. Great conversation tonight. I kind of just tuned in and heard you guys talking about the sales and how you have the, you know, different sales tactics when you're talking to people and ways to talk to them. And that's really what got me to call in. But then I started thinking of a story that I wanted to tell you guys a little bit later, too. But it was funny when, Mark, you said there was a string of words that you might be able to sort of string together to sort of convince anybody of anything. And really, I mean, that's true. If you can find out what people hold near and dear to their hearts, what they care about, you know, and you play to that, you pull on those strings, that's a great way to convince somebody of something if you can, you know, really get into their mind that way. So
it depends on how long it works, too, right? Like, so if somebody, if you're trying to convince somebody of the ideas of liberty or whatever, but you're going to send them home to their wife, husband, mother, father, children or whatever that are strongly of the opinion that, I don't know, the government needs to take care of you in this way or that way or whatever, then at some point that's going to be unwound pretty quickly, you know? They need this thing called discipleship continuing on.
Exactly. I mean, it really just boils down to that, you know, what people perceive is reality for them. And so when you're trying to convince anybody of anything, whether it's in sales or, you know, politics or whatever, you've got to keep that in mind that what people perceive is what they believe and that's their reality. And, you know, that sort of reminds me of one situation I had when I was working at a bank branch. When I had a lady come in, she had a check. It was like one of those counter checks that you get where they sort of print the account number at the bottom and doesn't have a name on it, you know, doesn't look official. She brings it in to cash it. It was written by somebody else. And, you know, I questioned her on it. I even called the person who wrote the check because I didn't want to cash, you know, this person's check without
suspicious looking check.
Wrote it.
Yeah.
Right. So, this lady, you know, as soon as, you know, I start to question her and everything, she starts accusing me of being racist and, you know, it's all this stuff. So I kick her out of the premises, kick her out of the bank. She proceeds to call the cops in the parking lot, straight from her cell phone. Cops come up here. He's looking at me asking, like, what am I supposed to do here? This is a civil matter. There's no, you know, there's
absolutely
no criminal charges to be filed on this at all. So it was just, you know, perception was her reality. She perceived that was why I was questioning her on the transaction rather than thinking logically like, hey, I just brought a document that looks suspicious in front of this guy, you know. And
right.
So that's how people believe, and that's the confirmation bias that you guys were talking about there.
Right. Well, I mean, so people will use a system that's worked for them in the past in many cases. I had a friend who's like, I always let my wife handle the customer service situations because she's got a system.
Right.
And I happened to be there when, you know, he had said this, and, like, this woman was screaming on the phone. She was outrageous the way this lady was treating whomever it was that was on the other side of the line. Now, maybe this system works. Maybe it doesn't. I have no clue, but I can say that
maybe he was just scared of his wife.
Right.
Right. It could have been that, too. I don't have any idea. This lady is normally just as nice as pie, but I get the impression that when put on the telephone with a customer service agent, she comes unglued.
Well, I think we're talking about that. We start talking about these all as sort of introspectively, things that we likely do and ways that they affect how we think. But these are all things that people also use daily to influence how other people react. You know, it's just like when we were talking about a couple things in sales or in how to talk to people. These are all things that can help us make a case or convince someone of our point of view.
So, Libertarian Banker, exactly. What's that story you were thinking of?
Well, that was the story.
Okay.
Of that lady and just her perception and how it's just funny. Like, I didn't see it that way at all, and I felt like I was being pretty reasonable in my request.
Racists never see it that way.
I was explaining it profusely with a smile on my face and really just placate to her emotions, but it was not happening, man. I mean, you just cannot convince people of certain things.
Well, at some point or another, there's no point in trying to convince somebody who doesn't care to listen to your point of view, no matter what it is. I mean, you know, what else are you going to do? If she's convinced that this is the case, or if she's convinced that this is the method to get what she wants, you're never going to know that. You're just going to get...
That's true. You know, you could be throwing a fit just to get exactly what you wanted, you know. But, hey, I wasn't playing into it, so there you go.
Indeed. Thanks for the call, Libertarian Banker. Thanks. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, Chris, Johnny.
You got it.
Y'all in the mood for a joke? About politicians? Okay.
Always.
There was a politician who died, and he goes up to the pearly gates, and St. Peter says, "Yep, hold on. For guys like you, we have a different program. You get to spend 3 days in the other place first, and then you spend 3 days up here, and at the end of the 6-day trial, you decide where you want to spend all of eternity." And the guy's like, "All right, I wasn't told about this. That's just the way it is for you guys. So, right this way, Senator." And he leads him to an elevator that has H on it. Presses H, goes down, opens up, and there's Satan. And Satan is dressed in golf clothes and says, "Would you care to play a few rounds?" And it's the most beautiful golf course the Senator has ever laid his eyes on. He's like, "Wow, this is great." And after a great day of golf and some fantastic meals at the clubhouse, he goes to bed in a really comfortable, luxurious bed, wakes up and plays another full day of golf and just
40 seconds.
Having a great time. And at the end of the third day, he's like, "This is fantastic. Can't wait to see what the other place is like." So they get up to heaven and... St. Peter throws open the gates, and it's the big God party. Everybody worshiping God, praising God, and all this other stuff about God. And after 3 days of that, he goes up to St. Peter and says, "You know, I got to be honest with you. The other place seems better."
And?
So St. Peter's like, "All right, well, down you go."
Hold the line.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can call in at 855-450-3733. Matthew from Louisiana, just before the break, was telling a joke about a politician that ended up in...
he died.
Yeah, he died.
He's talking to St. Peter.
Yeah, he tries out hell for 3 days. Turns out they've got a really great golf course and things aren't so bad down there. Tries out heaven for 3 days. Turns out you spend most of your time praising God. Might be a little dull. So, Matthew, finish up the joke. Where's the punchline?
Okay, so he arrives back in hell. As soon as he steps off the elevator, his skin catches on fire, but he doesn't die. He's just burning, and he sees everybody else around him burning with the flames of eternal hell and damnation. And there's Satan laughing at him. He says, "I don't get it. What's going on?" And Satan says, "That was just a campaign promise."
Nice.
Should have known better. Thanks for the call.
I tell you, I know people who have only ever, they've their whole life, they've seen the federal government get bigger and tax more and get uglier and stupider. But when the next politician who comes along and says he's going to clean it up, they believe it. And I don't know why.
Right.
I guess it's because it's a different person, right? Like in the case of Trump, here's a guy who's never been in politics. He was going to drain the swamp. And you can understand why somebody mm-hmm. might think that, you know, Trump or Perot or somebody like that,
right.
they might have gone in and done it. Now, these same jerks wouldn't vote for Ron Paul, right?
Right.
Oh, he's nuts.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this guy spent 12 terms showing that he would vote no against these politicians, showing he wouldn't, would drain the swamp. But they'd be like, oh, he doesn't have a chance. You're going to put in a reality TV star? He's got a chance, but Ron Paul didn't? Like, that's what, you know, always sort of rubs me the wrong way on this, is that somehow you sitting in your little easy chair can figure out who has a chance to win and who doesn't. He's got a chance if you vote for him.
Right. Yeah, and that's what it comes down to. And because of a lot of these biases, this talks a lot about why people can't embrace libertarian ideas. You know, they're convinced because of this is not the way it's always been done, or yeah. They're dealing with this, the ostrich effect. The ostrich effect, of course, is aptly named for the fact that ostriches, when scared, literally bury their heads in the ground.
Do they?
This apparently.
Okay. That's the idea.
This effect describes our tendency to hide from impending problems. We may not physically bury our heads in the ground, but we may as well. So, and I think this is a lot of, this describes Washington to a T. Yes, we're $40 trillion or some number that's so ridiculous like that in debt. We know we can never pay it off, but we don't want to think about that because that will ruin our day. So we just keep plodding along, and we keep doing things the way we always do them.
I'm kind of the opinion the United States is a really great place to make money. Like, you know, New York City is the center of banking for the world. The U.S., one of the biggest, it's the biggest economy in the world. It's a great place to make money. It's not a great, it's going downhill. I say, make your money, retire someplace else. That's what my plan is.
Get out of Dodge. Yeah, I think a lot of people are thinking that way. Reactance. Reactance is our tendency to react to rules and regulations by exercising our freedom.
Ooh, that sounds like libertarian.
You like that one.
Yep.
A prevalent example of this is children with overbearing parents. Tell a teenager to do what you say because you told them so, and they are very likely to start breaking the rules.
This sounds like Ian to the T.
Similarly, employees who feel mistreated or big brothered by their employers are more likely to take longer breaks, extra sick days, and even steal from their company. I'd say they're also likely to come up with creative solutions that they're going to pose. You know, they do that too.
Yeah, I think that that may be true, but if they're dealing with these situations, then their bosses aren't going to listen to them because they're low man on the totem pole. You don't listen to the low man on the totem pole.
Yeah, but I've seen that. I've seen people react that way. You know, they get to a point where, you know, I've had it. I know they're not going to listen to me, but here's the truth. Here's what really would save this company or will advance this project or get this done.
Well, I must say that to some extent, this is just sort of, you know, rebellion for the sake of rebellion, and I feel that, yep.
Yeah, we encourage it. The halo effect. The halo effect occurs when someone creates a strong first impression, and that impression sticks. This is extremely noticeable in grading. For example, often teachers grade a student's first paper, and if it's good, they're prone to continue giving them high marks on future papers, even if their performance doesn't warrant it.
So this is subjective grading as opposed to objective grading. Obviously, if a student's not filling out, not bubbling in the right answers on the test, then you know it's going to be more difficult to give them a higher grade. Whereas if you're talking about writing short stories or whatever, the first short story really kicks butt, mm-hmm. then you're more likely to say, "Well, there must be some genius in this next one that I'm not quite getting."
There are authors like this that I follow. And, like, you read the first book that they put out, and it's amazing, it's great, it's like, oh, I can't wait for the other one. Then the next one comes out, and it's like, yeah, it wasn't as good, but it's, you know, here I am, like, 10 books later, and
yeah.
Each one's progressively gone downhill just a little bit, but I keep buying them.
I benefit from the halo effect, because as a janitor, I am very good at restoring some place that has been neglected for a long time.
That first initial cleaning.
Exactly. I'm
right.
I'm great at that, and I know where to look, and I know which tools to use to do this and that, but I suck at going in day after day after day, and I suck at showing up and doing the tiny little bit that's required to maintain it. I suck at that, but I do such a good job at the beginning that people cut me slack.
If your job was to only do the stuff at the beginning, would you then get bad at that too? Because that would be, you know, that much more difficult. Or is it that you're excited by a new place every few months? Or what exactly is it?
I think I would continue to perform well because I'm going into a new environment with new people who don't know me. And when I meet new people who don't know me, then I want to give them a good first impression.
Put that halo on top of your head.
Yeah, and it's easy. Even if I don't believe in myself, I know that those people don't even know me, so I can fool them.
Right.
Now we know how the libertarian janitor works.
But it makes sense. The next one is the horn effect, which is the exact opposite of the halo effect. When you perform poorly at first, you can easily get pegged as a low performer, even if you work hard enough to disprove that notion.
Yeah, I've certainly had that happen to me. There's certain things where, you know, everybody says they're a fast learner.
Right.
I am not. I swear, it takes me a little while to get used to doing something, you know, any given job or whatever. I've got to practice. I have to role play in my head and, you know, all these other things. Once I'm good at it, boy, you want me to go in as your fastball pitcher because I can just keep those fastballs coming down the line.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not that fast learner that everybody claims that they are. Obviously, they're not. Not everybody can be the same thing. But I know that, in fact, I'm not that. So if you're going to judge me based on early performance, you're probably not going to get me.
Right.
Which is fine.
I think these last two, I mean, they're basically about first impressions and how important first impressions are. If your first impression is great, then people are going to cut you some slack. If it's poor, then it's going to be tough to get back from that. Want one more?
Yep.
Planning fallacy. The planning fallacy is a tendency to think that we can do things more quickly than we actually can. For procrastinators, this leads to incomplete work, and this makes type A's overpromise and underdeliver.
Yep, that's me. Yeah, I definitely get myself into those situations sometimes. I just imagine I can do things in a given period of time, and life just keeps happening, and I just never get a chance. It's amazing with a family how you just can't get it done.
Yeah, agreed.
Somehow, it's just not working. Like you got a 10-year-old, you think you're going to show up on time to some party or something. You're not.
Forget it.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. And I'll tell you about ForkFest 2018. It's a... You can join liberty-minded voluntarists and libertarians of all sorts this summer from June 14th through June 18th for ForkFest 2018 at Robert Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of other camping parties in the woods, and you're invited to come and create whatever experience you'd like others to have. And they're all doing all kinds of things, speeches and food vendors and all kinds of things. ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. So it's up to you to create what happens. Or you can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers. It's forkfest.party. Join the forum or the Telegram chat group, forkfest.party. And it'll be a lot of fun right here in June, right here in New Hampshire. I'm looking forward to it. ForkFest.party. Let's go and finish the list of cognitive biases.
You get. We've got two left. The first one is the bandwagon effect. The bandwagon effect is the tendency to do what everybody else is doing.
You think that they've already looked into this. I mean, you know, people right. are lazy. They don't want to look into things. You know, if you like a particular handgun, why wouldn't I choose that one?
And everybody else is buying Glocks.
Right.
So let's just all buy Glocks
right.
or whatever it happens to
you
be.
You and your darn SIGs.
Right.
Your F and N's.
That's it.
And also known as democracy.
That's it.
That's absolutely true.
Yes.
So I actually experienced democracy. Up here in New Hampshire, we have what is called a town meeting. I don't imagine you've ever been to one, Johnny Ray. Chris, I imagine you've been to quite a few, being a selectman.
Yep.
Former selectman from your town. But... you know, when something is being voted on, very often it's unanimous.
Right.
And how could these people possibly feel that way? Well, it's because other people near them feel that way, and they're afraid of standing out. They're afraid of being that one lone person. So when I'm there, every time, oh, you guys want to vote for this, you know, government bloated nonsense? I, thunderous amount of eyes, just me, nay.
It'd be interesting to do like a time lapse or like a slow-mo video of people like that to see how many people, like the first person raises their hand, people's eyes darting to that one person, then their hand goes up. People, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just feed off of it. And it's easy to get caught up in. The bandwagon effect illustrates how we like to make decisions based on what feels good. Even if they're poor alternatives. The last one here is bias blind spot. So we've talked about all these different biases. If you begin to feel that you've mastered your biases, keep in mind that you're most likely experiencing the bias blind spot. This is the tendency to see biases in other people, but not in yourself.
Indeed. Like, well, who isn't good at picking out other people's personality problems?
Right. That's what we practice doing, and that's how oftentimes we get the desired results we want. But we look outward, and I find this kind of interesting.
Yep. I mean, I can tell my wife her personality problems right off the bat. You know? Yep.
Right.
You just like to do things the hard way. You don't want to do it the easy way. And, you know, to her, the hard way is always the right way. And a lot of times, the hard way is the right way.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not always the right way.
I'm like that with my girlfriend at work. It's stupid, silly things like opening up a cash register in the morning. Like, I know how to do it by clicking. I don't even click. I just enter a number and hit enter. But she's like, she has a process. It's move here, click on this menu, do the drop down, enter the amount. .00 and I'm just like, that's like seven more mouse clicks than you and key entries than you ever had to do. Why is that a big deal to me? I shouldn't care.
No.
It works for.
Indeed. Let people go about living their lives the way they want.
I agree.
Well, there you go. That list of cognitive biases, and maybe you've learned something from it. Hopefully. I think I got a little, maybe. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the Russians, the white Russians, were pilots flying the Viet Cong airplanes?
Okay, yeah, so Russians were piloting
the white Russians were like the imperial loyalists in Russia.
I think she's referring to their ethnicity.
Okay.
No, Vietnam War, you know, the Vietnam War.
I'm familiar with the Vietnam War, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they were the one that was flying the airplanes, because I used to have a pilot friend, and when I used to go to where they fly the planes, they were talking about that it was documented, because the American fighter jets would, like, go upside down from each other. The airplanes, they could do that. One would be on the bottom, the other one would be on top, and they would look up, and they would be a white people.
This, like in Top Gun.
Yeah, this sounds like Top Gun. So, okay, American fighter pilots were shot down on the regular in Vietnam, and they would end up, in some cases, in prisoner of war camps. John McCain is a good example of somebody who ended up in one of these places. There's quite a few people who did. One would presume, if that's the case, that the opposite is true, too, that fighter pilots from the Viet Cong fighter pilots would be shot down, and they would end up in prisoner of war camps, American prisoner of war camps. So we would then have documented Russians in prisoner of war camps. I'm not saying this is true or not true. I'm just saying this is the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I was told that the pilots, they documented it, and it's written in some certain type of books. I don't know what particular books. But I guess they were good enough where they were not shot down, or that they were the one that was not rounded up in a prison camp. But my point is that the Russians at that time were helping the North Vietnamese. They were.
I think that is undeniably true.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that anything else is true, but I think that the Russians were undeniably helping the North Vietnamese.
Oh, they were, with training and with materiel and all kinds of things. That was the proxy war. It was communism versus the United States. And both the Chinese and the Russians were involved in that.
Well,
so what am I to assume from that?
Well, you know what? It's just, you know, it's just kind of fascinating to know that they were the one that was playing the flying the airplanes. And, you know, Ian kind of always asked me, how come you don't go to North Korea? But you know what? I have a very big job.
Who asks you if you don't go to North Korea? Don't go to North Korea.
I have a more important job of being a communist, a socialist in America, because I turned communist in Boston by the Communist Party here.
Okay.
So I have a very important job of building a large communist party like they had in Canada, where they had like 91 communist members that run for parliament. And they have
So they have 91 people that run for parliament, but not 91 communists in parliament, right?
Well, they ran at one time. That was like the largest number. So I really don't know how many members that we have run. But you know that socialist in Seattle, Washington, that lady from India? Well, she wants to tax the corporations that make like, what is it, $1 million or more? Or is it $3 million? They want them to pay a tax to help the homeless. Well,
there's
that's nothing that
socialists love more than a tax on corporations.
Right.
Because all you have to do is say corporations and the socialists go nuts. But what they don't understand is corporations exist because of profits, and profits are made from customers. So you don't tax corporations, you tax the customers.
Exactly. I got to ask you, in your quest to build a new communist state in the United States, how many millions of people are you willing to kill to do that? Like just a few?
Have I killed anybody calling in your show?
No, of course not.
But communist regimes have.
Communist regimes do, yeah. I mean, are you proposing like we're going to kill 5 million Americans, or are you in the more the we'll kill 100 million Americans type of communism?
Well, no, I'm a communist. Like that lady, she ran for office, and she's trying to establish policy. And I'm here all about education, educating the American people so we could have a bigger communist party. I'm a woman. I am not involved in violent part of the communist. I'm very verbal. I'm into teaching people and educating. Education, once you educate somebody what communism is, that they're going to tax the corporations to help the homeless.
But I just explained to you that you're not taxing corporations.
Here.
And frankly, in many cases, the homeless don't want to be helped.
Well, the thing is, but whether you that's your reality. But I think her idea is suitable. That's the idea that I support. If you make so much money, you need to pay taxes to help build, get homeless people off the street.
Like, you know what happens when you put these big taxes on corporations? They don't bring the money back to the United States. They just keep it overseas.
Right.
They move it into districts that they have lower taxes in. All you're doing is driving money away from the United States.
Well, you know what? You're a capitalist. I happen to be a socialist.
I'm not
and, a capitalist. You know, that's my perspective. We I guess we have two different realities. I guess we have a collision. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I vote Democrat and you vote Republican, you know?
Sometimes.
Or whatever you do.
I voted Democrat before. All the best, Sarah. Thank you.
I just want to know how many people she's going to kill. That's it.
That's comedy is kind of synonymous with.
Right?
Check us out on at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
John. It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.